Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future.
Welcome back to Technogram, Reddington's podcast, where we discuss tech dialogues for the digital future. Today we have Mohammad Zuhaib Khan from Pasha. Welcome, Mohammad. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me here.
Our pleasure. So you're from Pasha. What does Pasha stand for?
So Pasha is the National IT Association of Pakistan.
Okay.
Responsible for the advocacy on the policy and demand-driven activities for the IT industry of Pakistan, closely in ties with the Ministry of IT and Telecom and their subsidiaries who are responsible for the IT enablement and IT advocacy and policy, working in different with department with the central bank. So that's the core area of Pasha, and that's the reason we are here in JITEX Dubai to bring it up, a big delegation from Pakistan as a part of pavilions and different activities here in this show, regional biggest show.
You're the chairman of Pasha,
yeah,
right?
I'm the chairman of Pasha.
So I think you were talking to me earlier, you said you have several other things as well that you do?
Yeah, so in recent government, I was also part of the Prime Minister Advisory Council.
Okay.
On the IT policy side. And other than that, currently I'm also chairing IT committee at Federation of Pakistan Chamber of Commerce. And running my own IT company also, but the core objective right now is the advocacy of the IT policy, the challenges in our country for the IT, in booming the IT export, especially in the skill side. That's the main focus area, and the brand side and the skill side. That's what I'm right now focusing with my team.
Okay. And how long have you been in the IT space?
So it's my journey since 1999. I started my career being just a developer of the first Pakistani web portals in Pakistan. It's an individual capacity. Then I started my cloud services in Pakistan back in 2002. At that time, it was called as a web hosting services. And then for the ecosystem building, I understand the IT system. So then I had a chance to access to the government to discuss the policy, the challenges. And then later on, since like 7 to 8 years, I was working closely with Pasha in different capacity. And the last year, because this position is an elected position, so about 1,200 IT companies are members. They elect the board, and the board elects the chairman and senior vice chairman. So last year, they elected me as a chairman. So big responsibility in that area, because government listened to our association in terms of whatever the challenges, whatever the policy implementation or changes they need in terms of with the central bank and all. That's my core area of my association.
Are you able to elaborate on any one or two key challenges that you're facing in your role or within the IT industry?
So even in Pakistan and the global challenges right now, the quality skills are not available in the IT sector.
The lack of skills, the lack of talent.
Top talent in the IT skills, especially the demand-driven skills, because the technologies are changing rapidly. If you're talking about 15 years back, the IT was only hardware and software. And then software, then cybersecurity, and now AI. And, exactly.
Yeah.
So in that area, a lot of specialized skills are not available, especially on the academic side. The 4 years degree programs, many of the countries, it's not demand-driven. So we are more focusing on the boot camps for upscaling the software engineer, building up the institutes, collaborative with the international universities and colleges for the master training program to be ready for the world to have our, you know, contribution on the top tech areas in the sector of development, R&D, and all these things.
So when young professionals come to you and they're interested in getting in the technology space, what do you tell them? What is your advice for them?
So there are multiple programs, especially undergrad and grad. So it depends on the youth and people are coming. especially in Pakistan, IT is the only sector which is booming in terms of, because this sector is trade surplus, one. The raw materials, unlike textile or garments, we have our raw materials, our talent, the youth population. And I believe that with upscaling these people, when they come to us, we are always guide and mentor. With the digital platforms available, we have national initiatives in Digi Skills. And our new IT federal minister, Dr. Umar Saif, is starting e-Rozgar program, building up thousands of co-working space for freelancers and startups to scale them, to build up their more, companies, to access to the business opportunities in the world, which is about $1 trillion market in the world for the IT import from the different countries.
What is that one lesson that you've had over your so many years of your career?
I must say the lesson and the opportunity and the passion I have is all about the branding and marketing, which most of the countries lack. They have amazing products, they have amazing talent, but they don't brand and market themselves. So this is the challenge I still face and working so hard, because now the design thinking, UI, UX, and these amazing things are in process. So I believe that in my country, I'm working so hard for having a core UI, UX, and core market branded IT products. And in terms of lesson, I must say that always keep trying. I never give up. And I think that's the reason industry picks me to be at this position, because whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances, I never give up.
That's amazing, Mohammed. I mean, what a learning. Never stop trying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mohammed, for being here. Thank you for giving us all these insights. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for inviting and for discussing this in this forum. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for joining us at Technogram, and great insights from Mohammed. So stay tuned for more such insights.